People of God, it is an awesome day in the presence of God. Quickly, we want to begin the program. Psalm 95, Bible says that, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. And it says that the strength of the hills is his also. Beloved, wherever you are, if you can hear my voice, you want to lift up your voice and begin to bless God. Just begin to worship him. Just begin to bless his name and adore him for who he is. His wonder, his majesty, his greatness. Oh, Father, we give you glory. Father, we bless your name. We declare that there is none like you, Father. We declare that there is none that can be compared with you. We glorify you, O Lord Jesus. We bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your name be lifted high. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, O God, for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for how far you have brought us, how far you have brought us individually, how far you have brought us as a ministry. We thank you for the mighty deeds that you have done amongst us. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, the Lord you restore, the Lord you bless, the Lord you prosper us day in and day out. We thank you for the gift of life, Lord. We thank you for the breath that is on our nostrils. Lord, we give you glory. Father, we bless your name. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. Take it all, O God. Let your name be glorified amongst us this evening. Father, let your name be magnified. Lord, we bless you. Father, we worship you. There is none like you in all the earth. There is no one that can be compared with you in all of the heavens. Oh, Father, you are great. You are great. You are great. You are great. Who is like unto you, O God? We bless your name. Majestic in your holiness. There is none that can be compared with you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do for us. We thank you for the breath of life, O God. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. Father, in our going out, in our coming in, we thank you for preservation and protection. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for you are faithful, O God. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. May your name be praised forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you glory. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Be exalted in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now we want to lift up our voice and pray and ask the Lord to cleanse and purify us from all forms of unrighteousness. In the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, the word of God says that, verse 8 and 9, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We want to pray and ask the Lord at this moment to cleanse us, purify us from all forms of defilement. Every word that we spoke, the meditations of our hearts that made our hearts unholy, every actions that we have taken, every delay in obedience to the word of God, we want to ask God to forgive us and cleanse us and make us whole, even as we have come before his presence. In the name of Jesus, please lift up your voice and begin to pray with me. Father, we continue to pray and ask for your mercy. Lord, we pray that on account of the blood of Jesus, you will forgive us, Father, for every wrong that we have done. Father, may you purify our hearts and our minds. May you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, every form of defilement, O God. Anything that will hinder us from communion with you this evening, we ask that, Lord, you take it away. Father, purify us and make us whole. Lord, forgive us for all sins that we have committed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, cleanse us, O God. Purify us from all defilements. Father, all unholy covenants that we have attached ourselves to, knowingly or unknowingly, every form of debt, every form of filth that we are attached to or has been attached to us. We ask that, Lord, you cleanse us and purify us. Set us apart, O God, for yourself and for your glory this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you for cleansing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood applied. We give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Beloved, we want to lift up our voice and speak in the language of the Holy Spirit. The word of God says in Jude 1:20 that, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 26, word of God says that likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Beloved, if you can hear my voice, you want to build up some faith this evening, lift up your voice and begin to pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Stir up your spirit. Stir up your spirit. Stir up your spirit. Maradi bakomana di ava. Meshe de breka varu de le meswande le mekovride. Araga da brate de the loko prasini mavaya. Rande le beko shada braga da rege de leve. Raga di bakatele menu aski brandi. Rana na 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 ga de le beko shadaya. Arada brate de bresu alaba duwa ga da lava. Merede beko shada breka vaya. Oh precious Holy Ghost, take over. Meredi bakomana di avaluas kebrende. Aila gadele bedua kavaya. Let your presence and your power, precious Holy Ghost, take over this meeting in the name of the Lord Jesus. Radi bakamana labako shadaya. Rede bretede beko paraga deliver. Rani masua lebedua gadiate. Alabada gada resha de brekava. Rede bakomanava. Hey, stay us up. Stay us up in the name of Jesus. Lord, stir us up. Mereni makopa di ava. Elegete beko shada breka. Randi di. Aika brasu alebedu wakava. Rededede keteya. Rana masu alebedu wakava. Legede bresha da brekova. Aragada brataga da ragadava. Rasha da braka terega de regadava. Rana masu alebedu wagadiate. Alla badagada paya. Arasha da braka paya. Elene masu adeberu wagadiata. Limano kopa. Father, stir us up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, empower us, Reni Makapaya, and take over. Reshed the break of Ayala Bakana Manuaga deliver. Rida Basua de Rega deliver. Rida Bakumana Laba. Reshed the break of Minima Kopalade. Araga de Vresuan Telebele. Ragada Brasha de break of Elega de Bedua Gadiata. Arana Makova Ragadalava. Lebaraga de Rasha de break of. Ela badua grasinimata manama kapalade arade vekosi ante yada bagada badabada rada bagada ragadaba ayala badagada bada rasha the break of embrateni magada ayala bagadiate arasha the break of elebedua grasinimata maina makuparade rabaya. Oh precious Holy Ghost, rada dadada elebedo gobadiate arade bekomanaba rasha the Becopaya, a lebedua grasinte, Aila badua gadiata, Rasha tataya, Rada braga de regadeva, Elena Masua deliver, Rida bakosha da braga de regadeva, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Marade bekosha daya, Renemenogo bradege deliver, in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Our last prayer. We are praying and we are committing every mind and every heart, especially that of the minister who is to minister to us into the hands of God. We are asking that the presence of God will take over every heart and every mind. The Lord God himself should align all things tonight. The Lord should grant her utterance so that she can minister unto us, unto transformation. In the name of Jesus, please lift up your voice and begin to pray with me. Rashe de bikapa di varuske brende lemene arade de vaika prate di valuko kadi aha rende meno she de brika vride le bekose mayana maka vride le grasige di bretene makovaya. Father, we pray, bring all things under your total control. Bring all things under complete alignment to your perfect will this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ride the sunda la baka prate divaya arade de vaika lene mesua de lebedua gada rede the cobra te de baraka valada reshe de brika palandi avaya imanos kebrende. Lord, we lift up the set man for this evening into your hands. Rade be komana, we ask, oh God, that you grant her utterance. Arade the ko shed the brika va lema Mano God the Lebed, precious Holy Ghost, empower her, precious Holy Ghost, empower her, Arade Vekomanada, Regedi Vrite Bekova, Leske Brendalem, remove all hindrances and limitations, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that there will be a free flow of your word in the name of Jesus, that you will minister unto every heart present here at the point of their need. Hey, Marade Bekomanava, Eshed the break of Adiate, Imbanika Palogovaje, Arade de Vakaya, Rada Brasua de Lebe, Renda Breshena Menuagada, Arada Vrakate Debe, Rada Brasheda Brikate, Red Vrekomanabaya, Eradi Vakomanalaba, Rasha de Briga de Regedeva, Aragada Rega de Regedeva, Minima Kobala de Levaya, Ragada Rasha de Brikava, Imbrasini Menuagadava, Red of Copaladea, Aragada Bratega de Regedeva, Yala Badagada Bagadava, Lenemeshe de Briga de Regedeva, Randi Bakumanalabaya, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are all warmly welcome for tonight's session. Tonight is going to be an amazing session. It's going to be an amazing moment in the presence of God. By the grace of God, we have a minister that God has appointed to minister unto us this evening. And then our topic for tonight is how to meditate on the word of God to access revelation. How to meditate on the word of God to access revelation. And then our dear minister, Minister Stephanie, who is a very committed member of this ministry, not just a committed member, but also a leader, a minister in song, and also a minister in the word. So, beloved, let us with a heart filled with gratitude unto God for today, and also a heart filled with expectancy for the word of God, welcome our dear minister Stephanie this evening to take us through the topic, how to meditate on the word of God to access revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see your fire emoji. So, Minister Steph, please, if you are here, kindly take over and lead us through.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Abel. Please, can I be heard? Please, can I be heard very well? Amen. God bless us all for making it a point to come into the presence of God to study His word. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle, for giving me such an opportunity. It's my prayer that God ministers through me to His people. Amen. Amen. And as Minister Aiden, our topic is how to meditate on the word of God to revelation. How to meditate on the word of God to access revelation. Amen. We will quickly zoom into our topic. Amen. What at all is to meditate? To meditate. When we say to meditate, what at all is it? To think deeply about a subject or a question over a period of time. To meditate, according to the dictionary, means to think deeply or have a thorough thought or have a thorough thinking about a subject or a question over a period of time. Amen. It's a thorough thing. And meditation, to meditate on God's word. To meditate on God's word is a Christian discipline. It's something you cannot do away without. As a Christian, you need to meditate. And to meditate is a day in and a day out activity. Meditate on the word of God It's a constant practice. Amen. It's something you shouldn't start and then you should fall off at in time. Amen. When you begin to meditate, you should continue. To meditate means drawing. In one way or the other, it draws closer to God. Have this connection with God. Amen. To meditate, one help. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Okay, minister. Please, is it clear now? Amen. God bless you, Minister Aben. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Amen. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Amen. So Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 wants to tell us something. It says that this book of the law, meaning the scriptures or the Bible, it shall not depart out of our mouth. It's something that it has come to stay. Once you've come onto this earth as a Christian, you cannot live away without it. You cannot live without the scriptures. Amen. It's something you should do day in and day out. For example, you have, let's say, a two-year baby in your care, and it's your responsibility to take care of that baby. What do you do as the caretaker? It's your responsibility to make sure that the baby does not lack anything. It's your responsibility to make sure that you provide all the necessary requirements, all the necessary requirements for the baby's growth. Amen. It's in the same vein as Christians and God. We are the 2 years or two-year baby. Yeah, we are the two-year babies. Let me say it like that. And God is our caretaker. It's his responsibility to take care of us. It's his responsibility to take care of us. So what do we do? We should draw closer to God. And I will cite another example. Let's say you want some favor, or you are in need of something from some prominent person or something. You just call the person today to check up on him, say, please, how are you doing? And that's all. You call him in a month's time. Are you that serious? Are you really in need of something? Amen. That's how God wants to see us. You want to be loved by God. You want to have a deeper connection with God. But you just open your Bible, John 3:16, you read, and you come to God again. And also seek revelation. To meditate means to deepen your understanding. Amen. You study the scriptures. Okay, Minister Aben, thank you for prompting me. God bless you. The more you meditate on God's word, it draws you closer to God. You begin to understand the principles of God. Maybe you don't really meditate on God's word, so you go to a church somewhere and they'll be preaching the gospel in a false way. But because you've not personally have an encounter with God, you feel that teaching is the right one. But when you sit down and you have a person, this is the right thing God wants us to know. Amen. So sometimes you don't really have to depend on a pastor's teaching solely. You yourself, you can get an understanding from God. You can get that understanding from God. We were all created equally. So why is it that when you draw closer to God, or when you meditate on his word, you won't understand God well? Amen. Please, can someone help with 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Amen. Amen. And one thing about meditation is that as we being the babies and God being the taker, he nurtures us in a different way. It boosts our spiritual growth. We are able to grow spiritually. We are able to grow spiritually. God bless you, Minister Aben. God bless you. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, and thy profiting may appear to all. Amen. So in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, God wants us to tell us that when you continue in his scriptures, when you continue to learn his scriptures and gain an insight or an understanding in one way or the other, others are able to testify that indeed this person is really into the word and knows what the scripture is about. What God wants to do in your life, it will show. And quickly, we would want to know how to meditate on the word of God. How to meditate on the word of God. What do I mean by this? How to have an encounter with God, a personal encounter for that matter. How to draw closer to God. Somebody will say, Nyami cry, we don't see him with our real eyes, but you can feel it. So I want us to learn how to meditate on the word of God. Amen. Amen. So the first thing we have to do in our meditation, the first thing we have to do is to find a quiet space to meditate. Find a quiet space to meditate. You need to be free from all forms of the in the beginning of our prayer meetings that distract yourself from all things, or disconnect yourself from all distractions, because it's time that you are able to have a personal encounter with God. And beloved, you know, God speaks to us. He has that tiny voice. So imagine you are in a place where there are all forms of distractions, noise and all that. How can you hear what God wants to tell you? How can you hear what God wants to tell you about your current situation? So you need to find that tiny voice. Amen. And somebody will say, where can I meditate? You don't need to be in a quiet place. You know that only person in this world. You should make it a point to find it. Yeah. So you have to find, maybe you can meditate in, amen, you can meditate in a peaceful corner somewhere, or maybe some nearby parks. Be free from all forms of this. Please, someone, can you help us with Mark chapter 6, verse 46, and then Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Mark chapter 6, verse 46, Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Amen. 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 Have to find a quiet place so that you'll be able to hear God's tiny voice. Amen. And even when God wants to speak to you, He wants you to stay calm, or He wants you to be free from all forms of noise so that you can know or you can hear what He's really speaking to you. Amen. God bless you, Minister Winnie. God bless you. Please, the Luke chapter 5, verse 16, can you also help with the ESV? The ESV. Amen. Luke chapter 5, verse 16, the King James Version says, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." Amen. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Please, the ESV too. God bless us all. Luke chapter 5, verse 15, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." Even when God wanted to pray, He went to a desolate place to pray. He isolated himself. He knew that he would be distracted. So he distracted himself. He isolated himself into the wilderness. Amen. And to desolate means to be devoid of inhabitants and visitors. There are no intruders. Nobody comes close to your quiet place or something, because they know you have a truth. Amen. And the next one I want us to learn. God bless you, Minister Abel. God bless you. But he would withdraw to desolate place. Even Jesus himself knew that God wants a place where he can have a personal encounter with you. God's voice. You should have that quiet place, free from all distractions. Amen. And the next one I want us to learn is, you need to choose a passage, or you need to choose a scripture that you are about to meditate on. You cannot start meditating when you have nothing to meditate on. No, meaning you are not prepared to have an encounter with God. You cannot. You have to choose a passage, something you are able, and something you are about to communicate with God on. Amen. So you need to choose a passage, to begin your meditation. You need to know what your meditation is about. Exactly. It could be a verse that has some set to a topic you want to explore. So by selecting a passage, you have a specific focal point. You know where you are going. You know where you know the communication you want to have with God. Amen. So for example, you can say you are meditating. All right, Apostle, God bless you. For example, you can say you are meditating on John 3:16. Maybe it's what God has laid on your heart. You wouldn't say John 3:16, it's a common verse, I want something, revelation or something. No, that is what God has laid on your heart. Ponder on it. Deal with it. So, please, let's move to the next one. And after choosing the passage, you need to read and reflect on the passage you have chosen. The John 3:16 I've chosen, what is the impact of on my life? What is the message it has to me? How relevant is the passage to me? How will it help in my day in my day-to-day activities? Amen. You need to take your time and absorb the words. Let them sink in. Meditating doesn't need you to rush. No. God has time for us. We don't have time for ourselves, but God has time for us. So when meditating, you need to take your time. You shouldn't rush, because you know John 3:16 is, "For God so loved the world, you start for God." No. Take your time. Absorb the words. Let them sink in. Know what you are reading. Know what you are reflecting on. Because when you take your time, God is able to reveal certain things to you. You may not know. Sometimes it comes as a flash. You may not know. A tiny voice. You may not know. So you need to be careful. You are not rushing. You are not rushing anywhere. You can go to TikTok and YouTube and all that for hours, number of hours. You don't get tired of them. Yeah, meditation, Gakrebia, we are tired. No. You shouldn't. Someone help with Psalm 77 verse 12. Psalm 77 verse 12, the ESV, please. Psalm 77 verse 12, amen. And it helps you to appreciate the essence of the passage and the meditation as a whole. The ESV. Even I don't think it's complete. We are missing something. Psalm 77 verse 12, Minister Winnie. God bless us. God bless us. And also to ponder means to examine attentively before reaching a conclusion of something, and you want. Bless you, Minister. Psalm 77 verse 12. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Amen. And here, to ponder means to examine attentively before reaching a particular conclusion or reaching a consensus. You've gone out there and you've heard a particular preaching, and your conscience is telling you that no, this is a false teaching, or you have some doubt about it. Why don't you sit down, take your Bible and read, ponder on it. God will let you know what it was about, or you will be able to clarify. You don't just jump into conclusions. No, you don't just jump into conclusions. You need to study the Bible yourself. Amen. Amen. And Psalm 77 verse 12 in other translations, it says, they are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. Amen. And another says, I will ponder all the things you've accomplished and give a long, loving look at your acts. Amen. And last one says, I will reflect on all you have done and meditate on your actions. Amen. And beloved, one thing about reflecting on the goodness of God's will is that it helps you to feel at peace. It helps you to feel at peace. For instance, you're having a bad day. You just forget about the negativity. Let go of the negativity and think about all the blessings in your life. Sometimes we encounter certain situations and we think God has not done anything for us. Hey, the fact that we are still alive, despite all our sins, it's even a blessing. The fact that you are still alive means God has a purpose for you. The fact that we are alive means we have purposes that we need to accomplish. Amen. Amen. And another thing about meditation, the next thing about it is that you need to listen and be open. You need to listen and be open. What do I mean by this? You have to have a free mind from, you have to free your mind from any other thing, because this is the time God wants to reveal certain things to you. He wants you to pay attention to certain thoughts. certain feelings, certain impressions that God leaves everything because, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, we are done. Sometimes God reveals prophecies to be steady, you need to be vigilant, you need to listen. God has a really tiny voice. You may hear and you think like, hey, is this God really speaking? He's the one. He's really the one. But because you are not attentive, you may doubt it. Amen. So God may lay something on your heart, and this is where revelation can occur. To listen and to be open means to be present in the moment, to be present in the moment, to feel the moment, to feel you are meditating and allowing yourself to be receptive to God's voice and also the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You need to be receptive to God's voice and also the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And also, you need to be ready to receive a rhema of God. A rhema of God. A rhema of God. And when we talk about rhema of God, the little research I did says that rhema is a Greek word. Yeah, it's a Greek word which means an utterance. Rhema is a Greek word which means an utterance. Therefore, the rhema word speaks to a believer. A rhema word is received while reading the Bible about something that may imply to your current situation. That may imply. Since the rhema word is timely and extremely valuable in a Christian's walk with God. Amen. The rhema of God. It may relate me through a difficult time. The rhema of God will relate with your current situation. It's an utterance. Amen. Amen. Please, can someone help with Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Amen. God bless you, Minister Winnie. God bless you. God bless you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. It says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And the King James Version says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Amen. With all your heart. So, in one way or the other, God wants us to search for him. Amen. Please, can I be heard? Amen. So, in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, God wants us to seek him. He wants us to search for him. God wants us to seek him. Maybe you've never encountered such experience. God is willing. God is ready to accept you. He wants you to come to him, to know more of him. He's there because of us. He's there because of us. He's willing. He's willing. He's willing to accept us. So if we are willing to search or seek him with all our hearts, he's ready to accept us. And we will know more of him. Amen. And the next one says, journal your thoughts. Journal your thoughts. What do I mean by this? Journal your thoughts means to simply put whatever thoughts whatever feelings, whatever impressions. Whatever thought, whatever impression that came through or that you received during the time of meditation, amen. You have to put certain things down, because after your meditation, you need to take a few minutes or a few moments to write down any insight. You may not have seen it well. Don't let it be this. You may not have seen it well, so you need to put them down on paper. It can help you to remember. What we have learned. So during meditation, you need to be reliable, peace, and let your thoughts flow as you meditate. Amen. 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 And the next one says, pray and apply whatever you have received during meditation. Pray and apply. You need to apply in your daily life. It does not end there. After having a personal encounter with God, it doesn't end there. You need to apply whatever you receive during your meditation. So, after your meditation or after your encounter with God, you can take a moment to offer a prayer of gratitude, thanking God for receiving His word. And whatever thing that He showed to you, whatever impressions or thoughts He laid on your heart, you need to thank God for that. And also you ask for guidance in applying whatever thing that you have learned or received. You need to ask for His guidance, because we cannot do without Him. God needs to show us. He needs to teach us. You can also ask Him for strength and wisdom, very necessary. You can also ask for strength and wisdom to live out the teachings and messages you have received. Amen. And beloved, throughout the day, you can make a conscious effort. You can make a conscious effort to apply whatever thing that you believe. People need to see that indeed, God's glory is manifested in your life through His scriptures or His word, or through the personal encounter you have with Him. Amen. You need to ask God for guidance, very necessary. And it's through this that we truly embody the transformative power of meditation. It's through this that we truly embody the transformative power of meditation. Amen. Amen. Please, can someone help with Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, the NIV, please? And then 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, the NIV, and then 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 to 16, also the NIV. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 19, and then 1 Timothy, chapter 4. God bless you. 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. The NIV. I'm reading from the NIV. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both. The 16 again, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your head. God bless you. also watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearing. Here, God is indirectly talking about false teachings. He's indirectly talking about false teachings. God wants us to know that if we continue to grow in His word, we gain more insight and understanding. Therefore, when we are teaching others, we are able to tell them the true gospel. We are able to tell them what the scriptures or what the scripture is about. We wouldn't go around spreading false teachings. No. We are able to tell others what God wants to tell us or what God wants to tell them. So when we continue in God's word, He's able to help us. And by so doing, we save ourselves, because we are learning the right things. We save ourselves, and others that we are teaching them, they are also saved, because they are in the right path. Those people going around and teaching false scriptures and all that, they are corrupt. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they are doing, and they are destroying others. And the word says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. They don't know what the scripture is about. They don't know what the scripture is about. They have certain beliefs and understandings. Only they know where they get them from. Some people will be writing books and all that, showing all kinds of movies, polluting people's minds. Some people even say there is no God. How can you say that? Where did you come from? God have mercy. God have mercy. Amen. God have mercy. And I remember one time, very, very young, yeah, we went to a camp meeting, and then I remember they taught me in my mind till now. And the word says that, let the word of Christ dwell in you. It exhorts and admonishes you. The word of Christ is clean like water. The word of Christ is a light to your feet. The word of Christ sets you free from sinning. It exhorts you and admonishes you. Amen. Amen. As a young child or something, I didn't understand the word. It's now I begin to appreciate what the words really entail. Amen. Amen. And quickly, we would want to tackle taking on God's word, the benefits or the importance of having a personal relationship. And the first thing I want us to know is that it helps to deepen our relationship with God. Amen. Encounter with God. The more you begin to, the more you know God. That's the truth. The more you know, because He won't hide anything from you, because you are willing to know more of Him. You are willing to seek Him. You are willing to know what He, who He is. Maybe you've heard He created heaven and earth and all that, but there are more to that. There are more to that. There are certain things when you don't really seek God, you wouldn't know. You would continue to have doubts and all that. Unless you seek God, and He's willing to teach, He's willing to show us the way, He's willing to direct us. And the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17, that I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Beloved, seek God early before it's too late. The early He's talking about is whilst we are alive. Whilst we are alive is the early He's talking about, because the moment you die, everything dies. The moment you die, you cannot see God again. You are waiting for judgment. The moment you die, everything ends. So we have to seek God early. Now we are alive. We don't know. And when he comes to it, ends for us. You can't do anything about it. So God has given us the time. He has given us too much time to seek him. We will find him when we seek him. We will find him. He says, I love them. I love them that love me. I love them. So God wants to tell us that when you love his principles and all that, he also loves you. He has a purpose for you. He will help you. He will direct you, guide your steps. Whilst we are alive, we need to see God. Amen. Amen. And the next benefit I want us to know is that meditating on God's word helps us to gain spiritual insight. Meditating on God's word, it helps us to gain spiritual insight. We think that everything is normal. We think that everything is go to work and then you come back. There are things happening in the spiritual realm you didn't know. You need to see God. He will help you to gain spiritual insight. You will grow more spiritually. Sometimes a man of God will prophesy, and you'll be like, this thing is not happening. Hey, is he really from God? Is he really from God? You can also see God, and those things will be revealed unto you. Hey. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. If anybody can help us with that. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Amen. God bless us all. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. God bless you, Minister Winning and Minister Aben. The NIV says that reflect. To all things, be understanding in all things. Amen. Amen. So when we meditate on God's word, it gives us a deeper understanding. Maybe you would have a near understanding of something, but the more you see God, the more you begin to know his word, the more you have a personal encounter with him, you will begin to appreciate a lot of things and you wouldn't ever doubt them. Amen. Amen. And the next benefit or importance of meditating on God's word is that we can find guidance. He guides us for the challenges we face in this life. Sometimes you would encounter certain situations and you feel like giving up, you feel like all hope is lost. God wants you to come to him, cry unto him, know the word, know where you are going to. He will guide you. You'll be surprised that he's willing to help me, and I was wondering all these while. And then Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. Psalm 25, verse 4 to 5. The more you study God's word, we are encouraged. We are encouraged to live according to God's will. God bless you, Minister Aben. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Amen. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. It doesn't cease. It doesn't cease for the rest of your life, provided you are willing to seek him. He will guide you continually. And he will satisfy your soul in drought and make fat your bones continually. And please, Psalm 25, verse 4 to 5. To seek God and meditate on His word, ponder on His word. He's also ready to guide you for my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. On thee do I wait all the day. In times of trouble, God comes through for us. But we don't know. He comes through for us. Okay, Minister, amen. Is it okay now? God bless you, Minister. And the other version says, God bless you. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. My hope is in you all day long. So when you meditate on God's word, in one way or the other, know your hopes in God. You will never be a failure. You can't put your hopes in your mother, your father. You put your hope in me, I will disappoint you. God is a perfect being. He will never disappoint you. He will never disappoint you. One prayer said, Obegui any man, Father, He wants to glorify us. For people to see His goodness in us. For people to testify that indeed God is good. Amen. Amen. And the next one, meditating on God's word is a source of reassurance and strength. Please, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Meditating on God's word is a source of reassurance and strength. The more you have a personal encounter with God, you begin to gain strength. And God bless you, Minister Aben. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. And the NIV says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Amen. So God is assuring us that we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't fear. Although the problems will come, we'll encounter challenges and all that. But He will come through for us. He will grant us more strength. He will strengthen us. He will help us. Uphold us with His hand. Amen. And this verse reminds us that we are not to be discouraged because God is always with us. God is always with us in every situation. God is with us in every situation. Amen. And another importance of meditating on God's word, it empowers us to be a genuine witnesses for Jesus Christ. It empowers us to be genuine witnesses for Jesus Christ. Amen. And with this, when we take time to quiet our minds, to open our hearts and to meditate on the teaching, deepen our understanding. love and grace. Amen. He empowers us. Authentically share his message with others through our words and actions. We are able to tell others how good God has been to us because we are living testimonies. Amen. Please, Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. Amen. God bless you, Minister Eben. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, beloved, meditating on God's word, doing God's will, living according to God's principle, you become a living testimony to others. People will see you and say that indeed there is God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. That he may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. That he may be blameless and harmless of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. So, when we meditate on God's word, or when we learn God's principles and the scriptures, and we gain more insight, we are able to live as God's children. We do not live to please the world. We are seen different. Our lights shine differently and brighter. We are seen differently. You go to some place or there will be a certain conversation. People cannot involve you because know that we do not want these types of conversations. They can't communicate those things in your midst. And brighter, we are seen differently. Why? God's word in us, or because we God's principles. All sorts of things, faith, fear, and all that. But you know what? You know what? Living up. Amen. Love. Hindrances to meditation. Hindrances to meditation. Amen. There are a lot of things that prevent personal encounters with God. There are a lot of discipline. Beloved, as I begin, I said that meditation is discipline. Without meditation, you need to have a personal encounter with God. But be disciplined. We choose to use of indiscipline to submit your assignments when the deadline is almost due. See how you are in a rush to do that. Why? You don't show that to God. You don't show that to God. In the sight of God, we are indisciplined. Most of us are indisciplined. You need to take time off and have a personal encounter with God. No. I'd rather watch videos. I'd rather confess with my friends. You need to have a personal encounter with God and talk to them about Jesus. How will you gain from it? Conversing with your friends, you wouldn't see any thought, any revelation. couldn't. God is the only one. Even your friend. Amen. Beloved, we need to change. We need more discipline. And time with more discipline. Amen. Another one is distraction. Because you think, oh, even if I meditate, I don't see any results. One open, you don't see any results. You need to distract yourself from all those things. Be free from all those distractions. Amen. Amen. And excuses. Excuses upon excuses. It's another hindrance. It's another reason why we can't have a personal encounter with God. Giving it so. It will get to a time you wouldn't know what to do. It's a personal encounter with God. Nobody is going to force you. Although someone will ask, did you have your quiet time today or did you have your meditation today? But the person won't force you. God won't force you. It's something you have to do, something you need to know. So nobody will force you, but you have to do it. Oh, I'm late for work. Oh, I'll do it in the evening. Oh, in the afternoon. A week, a month. You haven't had any personal encounter with God. And your finances are going bad, and you think that it's safe or not. God help me. Amen. And a cluttered mind can be a distraction. A cluttered mind. When we say a cluttered mind, a cluttered mind is the sense that there is excessive or overwhelming thoughts. We follow certain beliefs. Sometimes we have also posted something in our group. Some people will say there is no God, we serve God from our heart, we share our comments, and all those things. And if we're following those principles, those things, believes all some books we read and all that. A cluttered mind. It's only one God and only one true God. It's willing to accept us no matter what. Beloved, whilst we are alive, not when the or when we are dead. Amen. 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 And one thing is unconfessing. See, 1 John 1:9. Unconfessing can also be a hindrance or something that prevents us from having a personal encounter with God. Confessing. Always when we are praying, we thank God, and the next thing is that we think that, oh, I've not done anything wrong. But we are not perfect. We have done something. We didn't have anything. We are not perfect. God bless you, Mr. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, beloved, when you want to have a personal encounter with God, you know that you are a human being, you are a sinner, and you have to be a sinner. You can't say that God has not supported you, but you, we have not done anything. You have to be for forgiveness and cleansing. That is why we all pray. Within us, yes, to renew, amen. And also, in terms of the word of God, we have no idea, we have no idea what. We think that is where we will. But sometimes, okay, I will. No, because it courage. There is no God. Given it, there is constant and challenging to find quiet moments, quiet time. All right. And one benefit that meditation feeds our spirit. The word of God looking down and imputed into us.
Laying aside and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And the verse 3 says, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Amen. All right, Minister Day. Amen. And the NIV says that, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk. Amen. Crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Amen. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So from this scripture, when we are able to prevent ourselves from hypocrisy, envy, and all that malice and all deceit and all kinds of that, we are able to feed our spirits with good things. We are able to feed, cause the word of God to be broken down and imparted. Amen. And in the Bible, it denotes a lot of scriptures about meditation. It denotes a lot of scriptures about meditation. It's a lot. I can't say them all here, but I urge us all to learn. Amen. And another importance of meditation is that it makes us wiser. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Meditating on God's word makes us wiser. We are able to think like God. All right, Minister David, God bless you. We are able to think like God and act like God. Timothy chapter 3.